Prior to 1900, Troyes used to look like a little Venice in some places. In the 12th century, the Counts of Champagne had created the Troyes Diversion. This was a complex, well-designed water network that divided the Seine into two parts. The Old Seine still bypasses the town, while the Town Seine is divided up into innumerable canals, brooks, sluice gates, and ditches. Some of these waterways had a defensive function, like the ones that flowed along the ramparts. Boulevard Barbusse is an example of this, even though all the ramparts are gone today. Other arms of the Seine had an economic function. They fed the mills, paperworks, dye works, and spinning mills. Examples of these were the Canal de Nervaux, Rue Boucher de Perthes, or the Corday Brook that you can follow from the bridge in Rue de la Tour to the Protestant Temple. Built between 1857 and 1859, it's on the right bank of the canal at the end of the Quai des Comptes de Champagne. Today, some 120 kilometres of waterways still flow peacefully through Troyes' agglomeration. But there's nothing to worry about now, since the reservoir dams were built on the Seine, some 20 kilometres from Troyes in the Forêt d'Orient, which, by the way, is a nice place for a walk. Removing the risk of major floods like the one that occurred in 1910, which people still remember today. Many of these waterways have disappeared as the town has developed, but some have re-emerged as a result of new development. For example, the university campus was built behind the cathedral on a site through which the Canal de Lille once flowed and now flows again,